Miller looks closely at Madge. His voice sounds angry. This is my dog. I think you can see that from the way he acts. He's my dog. His name is not Wolf. His name is Brown. How do you know he's your dog? Walt asks loudly. He is, answers Miller. Walt looks at Miller. You can't prove that, says Walt. Miller says, the dog is mine. I guess I shall know my own dog. This dog is mine. I can prove it. Watch. Skiff Miller turns to the dog. Brown, shouts Miller. The dog turns around and looks at Miller. Turn, shouts Miller. Turn, get ready. The dog turns at once. It stares ahead and waits. He knows my voice. He listens to me. Turn again, says Miller. The dog turns again. Walt looks unhappy. He is my best dog, says Miller. He is the best dog in my team of dogs.
But you're not going to take him with you, says Madge.
Yes, says Miller. I'm taking him back to Alaska.
To Alaska, says Walt. To that cold, cold world. He'll suffer there. Yes, says Madge. Why don't you leave him here? He likes it here. He gets plenty of food, and he won't have to pull a sled through the snow.
He doesn't mind pulling a sled, says Miller. He's strong, you know.
But he's happy here, says Walt. What can you give him in Alaska?
Work, says Skiff Miller. I'll give him work. He likes work, and he'll have the cold and the snow. He likes them, too. He knows that life. He is born in Alaska. He likes Alaska and the cold weather there. He may be happy here, but he'll be happier in Alaska. Well, I won't let you take the dog, Walt says suddenly. I don't want to talk about it. The dog is not going.
Miller looks at Walt.
What? What's that? Says Miller. What's that? I say the dog isn't going with you. I don't believe that he is your dog. Maybe you know him in Alaska. You can't prove that he's yours.
Skiff Miller says nothing. Then his face becomes red. He's very angry.
Walt says, the dog listens to you, that's true. But any dog from Alaska can obey you. Wolf is worth a lot of money. That's why you want him. But you can't prove that he's yours.
Miller stares down at Walt. Walt was much shorter than Miller.
Is that so? Well, no one can stop me from taking the dog right now.
Miller shows his fist and takes a step toward Walt. Madge steps between the two men.
Maybe Mr. Miller is right, she says to Walt. Wolf does seem to know him, and Wolf answers to the name of Brown. Wolf is friendly to Mr. Miller right away, and Wolf barks for the first time. Why does he bark? I think I know. Wolf is happy because he knows Mr. Miller.
Walt shakes his head sadly. Then he says, I guess you're right, Madge. Wolf isn't really Wolf. His real name is Brown. I guess that he is Mr. Miller's dog.
Madge turns to Skiff Miller.
Will you sell the dog to us? She asks. We want to buy him.
I'm sorry, Miller says. His voice is kind. I have a team of 5 dogs. Brown is the leader. He is the best dog. I like that dog a lot. He says, I care about him. I can't sell this dog to you.
Madge suddenly says, you say you care about the dog, but you don't.
What do you mean? Skiff Miller asks.
You say you care about the dog, Madge says. Then let the dog choose where he wants to live. Maybe he wants to stay here in California. Maybe he likes California better than Alaska.
Skiff Miller says nothing.
You say you care about the dog, says Madge. Then do whatever makes him happy.
Miller thinks about it for a moment. Then he says,
Brown is a good worker. He works hard. He is never lazy. He's smart, too. He understands you when you talk to him. Look at him now. He knows that we're talking about him.
The dog is lying at Skiff Miller's feet. The dog's ears are standing straight up. The dog looks at Miller. Then he looks at Madge. Miller thinks about this some more. Then he says to Madge,
The dog has the right to choose. I'll do whatever he wants.
Madge smiles. I think that's fair, she says.
Skiff Miller shakes his head. Then he says, "Don't move. Stay where you are. I'll say goodbye. Then I'll walk away. If the dog wants to stay here, he can stay. But if he wants to go with me, let him go. I won't call him. I won't say a word. Don't call him either. Don't say a word to him. Let's see what he does."
"All right," says Madge.
"I'm leaving now," Skiff Miller says loudly. "Goodbye." And he walks up to Madge and Walt. He shakes hands with them. Then he begins to walk away. The dog is lying on his side. He watches the three people. He sees them shake hands. He hears Skiff Miller say goodbye. Wolf stands up. He watches Miller walk away. He waits for Miller to come back, but Miller keeps walking. Wolf runs down the road. He stops in front of Miller. He tries to stand in Miller's way. Miller says nothing. He walks around the dog. Wolf runs back to Walt. He tries to drag Walt towards Skiff Miller, but Walt does not move. Wolf runs down the road toward Miller. Then he runs back to Walt and Madge. He runs up to Madge. She does not speak. She does not touch him. The dog backs away. He turns round and looks at Miller. The man is still walking. He is moving further away. Wolf runs down the road. Suddenly he stops. He raises his head. He barks. He barks again. But Skiff Miller keeps walking. Wolf runs back to Walt and Madge. He barks at them. They do not move. Wolf looks back at Miller. He watches the man. The man is at the curve at the end of the road. Wolf keeps watching. Then Miller is gone. Wolf cannot see him. Wolf does not move. He is waiting for Skiff Miller to come back. Wolf lies on his side and waits. He waits and waits.
"He's staying," says Madge. "He's staying."
Suddenly, Wolf gets up. He does not look at the woman and the man. He looks at the road. Wolf tries to understand. Then suddenly he begins to run. He runs down the road. He runs faster and faster. He does not look back. He runs straight ahead. He knows he is making his choice.